WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. With the fog should be burning off right now. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Governor Perry hinted twice this weekend in Iowa that if the federal government won't secure the border, then Texans will. On Friday, Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert on the House floor suggested Governor Perry has the constitutional right to take over the border control from the federal government.
And that's why I'm hoping that my governor will utilize Article 1, Section 10.
Governor Perry also made his feelings known this weekend while in Iowa, saying if the federal government does not do its duty, the state of Texas will do it for them. Perry has a press conference scheduled this afternoon at 2. The filing period is underway for this November's local elections.
All the incumbent candidates for Bryan and College Station City Council and School Board who replied to emails sent by WTAW News say they are running for re-election. Only one local council member cannot run due to term limitations. That's Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton. Another hurdle has been cleared for supporters of three proposed changes to the Bryan City Charter. City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says she has certified enough signatures collected by citizens for Bryan. That's the group that wants, among other things, to ban relatives of Bryan council members from being hired or appointed to city positions. A second group, Partners for a Better Bryan, continues to collect signatures on a proposal allowing all residents to vote for all council members while still requiring five to live within single-member districts. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A Temple couple faces 50 years each in federal prison after entering guilty pleas in a massive mail theft scheme. Post offices in College Station, Bryan, Hearn, Navasota, Milliken, and Brenham were among 95 locations that were hit between last December through this March. Federal prosecutor Mark Frazier says more than 50,000 pieces of mail were taken.
Right now we've got 3,000 victims identified, but they continue to identify people daily. So we're still getting information in from victims about what their losses are. So that part of it, we just don't even know yet. Obviously it's going to exceed $500,000 loss. We think it's going to be a lot greater than that.
In addition to the stolen mail valued at $500,000, another $80,000 of stolen money orders were deposited, then withdrawn from financial institutions. 39-year-old Charles Hattenbach and 28-year-old Catherine Hubbard were caught in a store following the burglary. A 72-minute power outage at a Bryan wastewater treatment plant resulted in a spill of 600,000 gallons of domestic wastewater. Mark Jerica with the City of Bryan says the outage during last week's heavy rainfall and lightning affected the Burton Creek plant located near the creek and university.
When we look at the cleanup, realistically what we're picking up are any solids that may have been released from the system, trying to sanitize those areas, finding out if there are open points where the head pressure was too great for manhole lids, maybe, and they lifted the manhole lid, or maybe they displaced the casing around the manhole lid, disinfecting those areas, treating those areas, and also trying to reseal those areas so we don't have future losses should we ever run into a high-flow scenario.
Jerica says Public Works employees will come out to inspect homes and businesses that may have been impacted. The Public Works Department customer service number that's answered weekdays 8 until 5 is 209-5900. Outside of regular business hours, you can call BTU at 822-3777. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 80 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're an entrepreneur, small business owner, or veteran looking to start a new company, you're invited to the Governor's Small Business Forum. Friday, August 15th from 8 to 4 at the MSC on A&M's campus, you'll have the opportunity to learn about the resources and valuable tools, skills, and knowledge to thrive in today's competitive entrepreneurial economy. The Governor's Small Business Forum will feature discussions on a range of small business topics and networking opportunities with statewide business leaders. Go to cnve.tamu.edu for info and to register. That's cnve.tamu.edu.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has five locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Got that for you. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Partly to mostly sunny for today, with temperatures rising to between 95 and 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be somewhere between 75 and 80. For tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. There could be a stray thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. On Wednesday, we have partial sun forecast, maybe a thunderstorm late, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Ooh. Yeah, this is bad stuff.
Pretty serious.
Yeah, this is bad stuff.
Oh God, we're gonna die. Don't you understand? We're all gonna die!
New climate data shows that 2013 shattered global climate records. The annual State of the Climate Report.
State of the Climate Report
has been issued by the National Ocean and Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. They compile climate and weather data from around the world. And they reviewed, 425 climate scientists reviewed it from 57 different countries. Discovery Magazine's website has described it as the annual checkup on the planet. It is not good. We're eating too much junk food. Oh, no.
It's junk food day.
It is. It's junk food day. Just want to let you know.
Don't go be messing up junk food day for me.
I know. I'm just... Ooh. All right, for instance, most parts of the planet experienced above average annual temperatures in 2013. Australia experienced the warmest year on record. Argentina had its second warmest. New Zealand its third warmest. There even was a new high temperature record set at the North Pole of minus 53 degrees Fahrenheit. I know you're quaking in your boots. Okay. Ice flow is at an all-time... No, excuse me. It's not an all-time low. It's the lowest that since they've started observing, which was 1979. Okay, let me see. How long has man been on Earth? Probably since before 1979.
Yes.
I'm just saying. But that's okay. That's okay. Continents' land-based glaciers continue to melt and shrink. Up at the North Pole, Arctic ice, the sea ice, was the sixth lowest since satellite observations began. The sea ice is declining at 14% per decade.
You know somebody's really upset we're laughing at this.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. For the second year in a row, a record high temperature was measured in the permafrost in the North Slope of Alaska and in the Brooks Ridge. Now, again, the second time. And how long have we been on Earth? Never mind. And Arctic heat. You ever think we'd say those two words together? Temperatures over land are rising faster in the Arctic than in other regions of the planet. Fairbanks, Alaska had a record 36 days of temperatures of 80 and above.
It was just a year or two ago they got, 14 feet of snow?
Look, just stop it. You just stop this. Just quit it. Quit being a naysayer. You're supposed to be scared.
Well, I'm not a naysayer. Their global warming turned global cooling is now, and I've always, surprise, surprise, there's a big ball of fire a few million miles away from us that's experiencing extremely low sunspot activity.
You know, I noticed
but
that,
it is in no way related to our tiny little ball.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Also, boosted by warm Pacific Ocean temperatures, which cause water to expand, the more melting ice sheets, the sea level rose. The sea level rose again. Are you ready? 0.15 inches. 0.15 inches. Think about that. That's on par with a long-term trend of 0.13 inches per year over the last 20 years.
I think most people cut off more fingernail each week than...
Always willing to put it into perspective.
Well, yeah. You know. But, you know, and for, golly, a warmer Pacific, you know what? That actually benefits us.
Yeah.
Because my understanding is El Nino, which is a warmer than normal Pacific influence.
Right.
Provides a wetter summer for us. Guess what? We need water.
We do. We want rain.
And there are more people moving here than any place else, so we need it more than anybody else.
That's right. If the water's rising where you are, come on down to our place, right? But don't bring your politics with you. Okay. Hey, forget about booking that overpriced, overrated, expensive country club for your big wedding day. The hottest trend now is saying I do in a wedding destination in Hong Kong. It's McDonald's.
Oh.
Daily Mail of UK reports that brides and grooms in the province are enjoying their grand affair at 15 different McDonald's where they can eat, drink, and be merry for a fast food, budget-friendly experience. The basic party sets you back $377, while the most expensive option, which includes decor, wedding presents, they provide the presents. They're probably gifts or
tickets. Yeah, exactly.
Tell me they have 2,000 nuggets and a barbecue sauce fountain.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
A barbecue sauce fountain.
Yeah. You get a pair of balloon rings, okay, a wedding bridal bouquet, an apple pie cake.
Ooh.
Yes. An MC, and it can all be yours for $1,288. That's the top shelf that they do at the McDonald's in Hong Kong.
$1,200.
Yeah, really. Hello.
Hey, you know, all this global warming stuff really is all our fault because we didn't elect Al Gore. You think back to the 2000 election, and he was telling everybody, I promise if elected, I will help stop El Nino.
You did.
That was pretty
good. You knew a good Al Gore. We'll remember that. Thanks. Again, Al Gore's so happy he didn't get elected president, he can't stand it. He's making so much money now. He's much happier.
He could be a hypocrite in obscurity in his big McMansion.
He can. Exactly right. And he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
He cranks it up. Unfortunately for us on the Golden Arches thing, it's not happening every place. Only available in Hong Kong for now. But I guess if there's a demand, they'll get out there and do that.
Oh, yeah.
New Harris poll finds that 2/3, or about 70% actually, of Americans say they've made at least one purchase online with digital goods, especially for men, and clothing, especially among women, topping that list. 78% prefer to buy food in store. Yeah, I don't know. Have you ever ordered food on the internet?
Absolutely.
Really? I mean, like, I'm not talking about like pizza to be delivered.
Well, I mean, we did that too, but Chinese.
You bought food from China?
Chinese food.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Okay.
I went online. I went online to look at the menu, and it said there's a little shopping cart down there. It said add to cart. I said, oh, that's really easy. And by the time I was done, I had paid and tipped and everything, and they showed up 30 minutes later.
Oh, no. I thought you meant you bought food from China.
Oh, and you're like,
well, that's why I was laughing.
Like duck feet or something.
Yeah, I know, but no.
Okay, all right.
Of course not. That's disgusting. They don't have the FDA over there.
Yeah, you don't know where those duck feet have been.
Exactly.
Them in bacon, who cares?
That's right. 67% prefer to buy over-the-counter meds in person. 58% prefer to buy prescription meds in person. That makes sense.
Yeah, I think so.
57% prefer to buy personal grooming products in store. Harris's researchers' main takeaway from e-tailers is to sweeten the shipping options as much as possible to boost their online sales. 81% said they would buy more if shipping were free, which is getting to be less and less common, I really think.
Free shipping?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, again, a lot of
it's not free. It's a defrayed cost somewhere.
And a lot of it depends on what you're buying, obviously. If they're things that are heavy and bulky, your chances of getting that free are much, much less. 70% said they would buy more if return shipping was included. See Zappos, right? Among other people.
Right.
And 55% say in-store return options would influence their online buying. What, so you could return it to the store if you bought it online? Is that it? Like if you bought it from Macy's, for instance, online, you could take it back to the Macy's store? Is that where they're going with that? I'm not sure what that would do. All right, now tell me about this. I just read about this for the first time over the weekend. Duh, like I'm slow on picking up on things. Caffeine powder. Do you know about powdered caffeine?
Mm-mm.
Well, but the reason is because an 18-year-old named Logan Steiner died after taking powdered caffeine in May. Now, one teaspoon is equivalent to 25 cups of coffee. Jennifer Doran said that people who drink coffee, tea, or soda for their daily kick are probably less aware of caffeine's side effects, and warns that the powdered form is a pure chemical. So the difference between a safe amount and a lethal amount of caffeine in these powdered products is very small. Symptoms of your overdose of caffeine include a rapid heartbeat, diarrhea, disorientation, seizures, and vomiting. This kid was a wrestler, I think, is what they said.
Trying to cut weight, probably.
Yeah, FDA is warning people, obviously, against buying powdered caffeine. Why is that even available? I mean, I guess it's not, okay, I mean, it's not an illegal substance.
I don't know. Is it a waste product from decaffeinating coffee? I don't know if they can recover it, but I'm sure they'd want to sell it.
Yeah, and again, don't know how big a jar it comes in or whatever. But anyhow, I had never heard of caffeine, powdered caffeine being used in any way, shape, or form. Now, this is a kind of an interesting story from WebMD. Now, over the past year, you know, based on a law that was passed in Texas, the number of abortion clinics in Texas has fallen from 41 to 20, and that as few as 6 may be left by September. Most of the clinics closed because of the state's requirement that doctors at those clinics obtain hospital admitting privileges within a certain radius of the clinic.
Right.
And many doctors could not comply, thus they closed. That requirement began back in November. WebMD.com says the last restriction under Texas law goes into effect in the 1st of September, so we're talking about 6 weeks from now. At that point, all abortion clinics must be upgraded to ambulatory surgery centers. At that point, many other clinics are expected to close because they're unable to afford the upgrade. That facet of the Texas anti-abortion law is being contested in court. I'm not going to get into the debate about abortion.
Sure.
We're not going to do that. But this seems to be a law that has pretty effectively done what those people wanted the law to do. Again.
Well, but it also counters one of the arguments that these clinics were not dependent on abortion. And it sounds like they were, because if they were making enough money or getting enough grant money and state money
right.
to do these other services, then they should still be in business.
Exactly.
But it means that they were wholly dependent, or at least a majority, enough dependent on abortion monies to stay afloat.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's the other services that they were providing obviously did not bring in the revenue that they needed to be able to maintain their operation. So this will be kind of interesting to see what happens there. Again, we went from 41 to 20, and in 6 weeks, this new the ambulatory surgery centers becomes part of the law as well. But I find it an interesting way to take, again, a very white hot issue, and through legal processes, through building a law that had probably intended consequences, those people have been able to get what they wanted out of it. All right, it's 823.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange has an extensive selection of jewelry to fit every style and pricing range. New items arrive often, some in multiple, and some one of a kind. They buy, sell, and trade sterling silver, gold, fine watches, diamond jewelry, coins, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for at just the right price. Discover the treasures waiting for you at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday in the same location at 313 College Avenue off University Drive in the IHOP Center, next to Harry's in the Stack.
Stocks appear headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. The futures suggest stocks will pull back at the start of the Monday session. Investors will likely focus on global tensions, the Israel-Palestinian conflict intensified over the weekend, and there is the possibility of tougher European sanctions against Russia after the downing of the Malaysia Airlines jet. The recovery in the housing sector has left some markets behind. Zillow says home values in half of the nation's biggest metro areas will not be back to their pre-recession peaks for 3 years or more. McDonald's and KFC NFC both say they took immediate action to assure consumers in China that their food is safe after a Shanghai television station reported that a supplier sold expired beef and chicken to the fast food chains. The companies say they stopped using meat from the supplier. And Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was the top moneymaker at the movie theater box offices for a second weekend in a row. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Paying too much for mediocre cable service? Cut the cord, cut your expenses, and get unmatched TV technology with Dish. Dish is much better and costs less. Get the most movies with Blockbuster at home free for 3 months, premium channels free for 3 months, free HD for 2 years, and get a free DVR. Watch live TV anywhere with your computer, smartphone, or tablet with Hopper. Call right now and get a free Hopper upgrade. Hurry, this limited time offer won't last. Call 800-553-4751. 800-553-4751.
It'll be home.
Relive the excitement, artistry, and heartbreak of the 2014 FIFA World Cup in the Wall Street Journal's new ebook, The Unforgettable Cup. Read an introduction by sports columnist Jason Gay and enjoy stories from our immersive coverage of the sport, the teams, the matches, the stars, and the culture of Brazil, the spiritual home to the globe's most popular pastime. Download the ebook for free at wsj.com/World Cup ebook. Again, that's WSJ.com/.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Is it okay for men to wear loafers with a...
No. That's not what we were looking for. Okay.
The conventional wisdom in America is that we have a shortage of high-tech workers. But do we? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. What's on your to-do list for the rest of the summer? Some chores outside, a vacation, or maybe a staycation? I bet one thing that's not on your list is backing up your computer files at home and at work. Hey, that's okay if you have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your computer files to the cloud for you, automatically and continually, so you don't have to remember to do it. I started using Carbonite before they were an advertiser on my show. I did my homework, and Carbonite was my choice. For your computers at home and your computer's servers and external drives at work, I recommend Carbonite. And it's so easy to start a free trial over at Carbonite.com. No credit card is required. You get to try Carbonite before you buy Carbonite. Imagine that. It really is a free trial. Use my name, Kim, and you'll get 2 free bonus months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, and the offer code for 2 free bonus months is Kim. Carbonite.com, offer code Kim. In almost every news story about America's high-tech industries, we hear about the shortage of highly skilled workers. Major leaders in business and industry, people like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, are clamoring for more visas to bring even more tech workers into America. So then, if the shortage is so great, how is it that Microsoft is killing more than 18,000 jobs? How is it 3/4 of recent graduates with bachelor's degrees in science, technology, engineering, or math, the so-called STEM jobs, failed to get hired in those professions? How is it that media outlets such as CBS News have concluded that, based on U.S. Census data, the shortage is actually a myth? That's their quote, by the way. As you consider your expensive educational options, do your own research, and lots of it. Read more, plus get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. All my life, I've looked forward to the later years. You know, when I could slow down a little bit and enjoy the fruits of my years of labor. No one ever told me that along with all that experience comes a few things I didn't count on, like those all-too-frequent senior moments. Don't you just hate those little brain lapses? Well, doctors tell us that a high-quality omega-3 is one of the very best things you can do to nourish your brain and keep it productive. An active omega from the Activate company is certified to be one of the highest-quality omega-3s you can buy. It supports and maintains memory, concentration, and focus. I take it. I can stay focused on projects better and longer at work and at home, and not nearly as many of those little senior moments. Fully guaranteed or your money back, no questions asked. Nourish your brain today with Active Omega. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. It wasn't too many weeks ago. I was flying to New York on some business when I took a minute to look out the window and see the glory. And I guess I must have said something like that kind of under my breath because the gentleman sitting next to me remarked, "Yes, these airplanes are a great thing." And they are. But that's not what I was referring to. The glory is a pilot's term that refers to the concentric circles of light that are reflected by water drops off the top of clouds from the sun. It's easy to spot, even for a non-pilot. Just look for the shadow of the airplane on the clouds, and then look at the spot on the shadow that corresponds to your seat in the airplane. Well, you'll see it. It's an optical illusion, to be sure, so everyone can see it from any part of the plane so long as you're on the side that the shadow's on. My seatmate was fascinated, and he asked me if I knew any other such phenomenon. So I told him that he can figure out how far he is from the horizon as simply as 1, 2, 3. That's 1.23 times the square root of your height is the distance to the horizon. Now, something that's often bothered people visiting the southern hemisphere, such as Australia or Africa, is the feeling that something is wrong, but they just can't figure out what. What's bothering them is that while the sun still rises in the east and sets in the west, in the southern hemispheres, both the moon and the sun move backwards. They travel left instead of right. By now, we had the attention of about 8 people sitting around us, and what really got them was being able to figure the speed that you're traveling while sitting still. What I mean is that the spinning Earth carries us at a rotation speed that varies with latitude. Now, with a simple calculator, you can figure how fast you're going, depending on where you are on Earth. It is simply the cosine of your latitude multiplied by 1,038. So folks at the equator are moving at 1,038 miles an hour, while the folks in New York are relatively poking along at a leisurely 785 miles per hour. If you want to know how fast the Earth's surface is moving, look at your watch. Yeah, really. You see, it's a little-known fact that the rotation of the Earth just about matches the speed of the hour hand on your watch. Think about it. The world is full of wonders. And the next time you're flying on an airliner, try and see the glory, won't you?
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Ziner. While campaigning in Iowa, Governor Perry gave a hint on what might be in the future for border control in Texas. TSN's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox says Governor Perry has scheduled a press conference this afternoon.
Governor Perry may have previewed his next border move last Thursday when talking with Glenn Beck.
This 1,200-mile border has to be secured. And if there is a people and if there is a place that it can happen, it will be Texas.
Then on Friday, Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert even appealed to Perry to take over the border using Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution.
State of Texas would appear to have the right to use whatever means, whether it's troops, using ships of war.
Governor Perry has scheduled a press conference this afternoon. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Most of the local city council and school board members whose terms are expiring plan to run for re-election in this November's election.
Now that the filing period is underway, only one incumbent is barred from running due to term limitations. That's Bryan City Councilwoman Ann Horton. District 3 Councilman Greg Goins says he plans to run for a second term, as are the three incumbents in College Station, Blanche Brick in District 1, Carl Mooney in District 3, and Julie Schultz in District 5. There are no term limits for school board members. One of Bryan ISD's at-large members, David Stansny, plans to seek a ninth three-year term. Other school board seats up for election this year are Bryan's District 2, now held by John Street, and the College Station ISD board seats now held by Valerie Yokin and Kimberly McAdams. Back to the Bryan City election, one of two groups calling for changes to the Bryan City charter submitted enough petition signatures to qualify for a citywide vote. Citizens for Bryan wants to ban relatives of council members from being hired or appointed to the city positions, ban council members from considering items presented by campaign donors of more than $250, and ban council members from mentioning their position when campaigning for other political candidates. The City Council will consider August 12th the first reading of an ordinance calling an election for those three proposed changes. If the Council approves, a second reading could take place as quickly as the next day. Meantime, the second group, Partners for a Better Bryan, continues to collect signatures calling for a vote to allow all Bryan residents to vote for all council members while keeping residency requirements for the five single-member districts. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The cleanup is continuing after last week's lightning and heavy rainfall caused by that caused a power outage at Bryan's Burton Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant. Mark Jericho with the City of Bryan says during the 72-minute period, 600,000 gallons of wastewater was not treated.
When you look at sanitary sewage as a whole coming into the plant, it's predominantly water with a very, very small percentage being a waste product. When we got into a rain event, you were talking about a heavily diluted waste stream coming in. I would say predominantly what we were treating or what was lost was rainwater.
Jerica expects and wants to hear from homeowners and business people who experienced a backup. During regular business hours, you can call the Public Works Department customer service line at 209-5900. Nights and weekends is the BTU 24-hour line at 822-3777. A Temple couple has pleaded guilty to stealing an estimated 55,000 pieces of mail from 95 post offices in Central Texas, including Bryan, College Station, Milliken, Navasota, Brenham, and Hearn. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Waco estimates there were 2,000 victims, and the value of the stolen mail was placed at $500,000. Prosecutor Mark Frazier says the couple broke into post office boxes, mail receptacles, and post office work areas and took everything they could grab.
Personal checks, business checks, gift cards, cash, money orders, money ordering printers, tax returns, W-2s, I can't name it all.
They also deposited stolen money orders and checks into several financial institutions, then made withdrawals, resulting in losses to banks and credit unions of $80,000. 28-year-old Catherine Hubbard, who is out on bond, is scheduled to be sentenced August 20th. 39-year-old Charles Hattenbach, who is in federal custody, is scheduled to be sentenced September 10th. Last year, Bucky's Convenience Stores sued the former Bryan-based Chick's chain for trademark infringement. The lawsuit was settled out of court, and Chick's is now Stripes. Bucky's is again in court, this time taking on the Hill Country-based Frio River Grocery, which, like Bucky's, has a beaver mascot. Dallas attorney Pete Schulte says Bucky's has every right to protect its trademark.
Businesses spend a lot of money on branding and designing logos so that can be unique for their businesses. When somebody sees an image, they immediately associate it with a business, and that helps them make money, so they're going to protect that.
Schulte predicts, like Chick's, there will be an out-of-court settlement with Frio River Grocery. As 11,000 high school students headed home from last week's annual Texas FFA convention in Fort Worth, many weren't planning on agriculture as a career.
Tyler Pointer from Iola is among those departing from the stereotype FFA member.
I live in the country, but I have nothing to do. I never raised an animal before in my life.
He plans a career in agricultural communication. You might assume most are looking at a future as farmers.
I'm older. I want to be a doctor, actually.
For now, Timber Brown from Winsboro is bottle feeding a calf while in the FFA. High school agriculture teacher Bart Stover from Iola said the FFA is a lot more than just raising animals or growing crops.
When you see these kids that are in FFA and ag, they really pay attention to them because those are our future leaders.
Many of Texas' 1,000 local FFA chapters are in urban or suburban schools. In Tarrant County, Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 81 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you have some fun planned this summer? A wish list of things to do? If you call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you will have time to chase fun in the sun. Trust your home to the cleaning company that cares. Molly Maid has been taking care of homes just like yours for more than 30 years. Molly Maid gives you a clean you can trust and friendly customer service. So what are you waiting for? Call today at 693-7700, that's 693-7700, or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
For years, Texas Communications has provided fast, reliable, high-speed internet and voice over IP services throughout the Brazos Valley. If you're searching for reliable, fast, and unlimited internet service for your home or business, give us a call today. You won't find a better value in wireless internet anywhere. If you're ready to experience everything the internet has to offer without the contracts and data limits you get from the other guys, call Texas Communications today at 775-6239 or visit us online at texascom.net. Don't forget to vote for us in the Best of the Brazos Valley survey.
Moody Gardens presents Smiles and Seaside Summer Fun. Make some waves and save with a day pass, big discounts, and big fun. Enjoy the new Real Pirates Exhibition, Ropes Course, Zip Line, Palm Beach, 3D and 4D theaters, Rainforest, and Aquarium Pyramids. Relax at the Moody Gardens Hotel or Golf Course. Splash along the Lazy River with fireworks and the Bands on the Sand Weekend Concert Series. So smile, enjoy some real seaside summer fun. Save at moodygardens.org.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now's the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry, so don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car. And the Camry One event is both. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months. Just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8/4/14.
Good morning, it's 8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Partly to mostly sunny for today, with temperatures rising to between 95 and 100 degrees this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be somewhere between 75 and 80. For tomorrow, we'll see more in the way of sunshine. There could be a stray thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 95 to 100. Partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. On Wednesday, we have partial sun forecast. Maybe a thunderstorm late. Highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 8:42. We're going to do a little experiment here, okay? We're going to do a story that we've already done this morning, but we're going to try to have a different outlook on it, okay?
Okay, that's fun.
We did the global warming thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
Just a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So here we go. We'll see if we can come up with something better. New climate data shows that 2013 shattered global climate records. The annual State of the Climate Report, issued by the National Oceanic and, oh yeah, them people, NOAA, compiles climate and weather data from around the world, reviewed by 425 climate scientists from 57 countries. Discovery Magazine's website describes it as an annual checkup on the planet.
Okay.
The Earth ranged well outside normal levels for 2013, hitting new records for greenhouse gases.
All right. Yeah. Good job, guys. We did it.
Arctic heat, warm ocean temperatures, and rising sea levels. And climate scientists say that the rising levels of greenhouse gases, such as carbon dioxide in the atmosphere for the plants, are changing our climate.
Awesome.
Spectacular.
Yay.
Save on that winter parka.
Yeah. So there. Okay.
All right. I could be excited about that.
I think
I've always wanted to visit Antarctica, but I don't do cold well.
Well, see, that's it.
Just give it time.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. By the time you're 60 or so, it'll be just, shirt sleeve tight.
Surfing Antarctica.
Yeah. The secret to happiness might be genetic and to be Danish.
I like Danish.
Yeah. It's a new study that looked at the average genetic makeup of people in more than 100 countries, and they then compared those genetic markers to people who live in Denmark. You see, Denmark and Scandinavian countries consistently rank at the top of the world's happiness rankings.
Oh.
The gene comparison. Well, heck, let's just keep the music going. Okay, there we go. Yeah, there. They compared it with those countries. The gene comparison between the Danes and people living in other countries is called genetic distance. Okay.
All right.
The findings are, the greater the genetic distance from Denmark, the lower the reported well-being of that nation. LifeScience.com says, again, if you buy the premise, LifeScience says, you're hearing the music, and I'm saying that, and you're nodding, and it's all fine. LifeScience.com says that those findings held true even after the researchers took into account other factors like gross domestic product level and the cultural differences. Countries near Denmark, like the Netherlands and Sweden, ranked among the happiest and were some of the most genetically similar to Denmark.
Uh-huh.
Countries that ranked particularly low in the happiness scale were places like Ghana. Okay, I'm just going to say that I'm thinking...
Not the same!
Yeah, I'm going to say that just because Ghana is a long way away from Denmark might not be the reason those people are less happy. Not sure.
It's not because the Danes are primarily homogenous?
Nah, I don't think so. No, not at all. Anyway, the researchers also found the happiest Americans descended from immigrants of the happiest countries, too. So there.
Denmark... Of the religious people are 95% evangelical Lutheran.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So when I say homogenous, I'm not kidding.
Man, no kidding. Okay. That's, and it would be interesting to see. I'm trying to think. I was, I've only really spent any time talking to one guy from Denmark, so that's anecdotal. And of course, he was very successful. He's in some sort of communications. We were on a cruise together, and he was telling me about his work in Denmark. But that's the only person I think I've ever known from Denmark.
What happened in 1972?
I don't know. Why do you say that?
I'm looking at Wikipedia, and their population chart is just booming from the 1700s to all the way up to 1972, and then it almost flatlines.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Sounds to me like that probably would be something to have a study about.
I might be busy today.
That's it. We'll see what we can. Google that. We'll get just Google what happened in Denmark in 1972, and we'll be back to check.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint: you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You too can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
Building a home can be a stressful and complicated process. Let Michael Schaefer at Schaefer Custom Homes ease your mind. He can build you a custom house, allowing you to make it into a home. His home buyers give him great reviews.
We were very impressed by his style and quality of his craftsmanship.
What made it so easy was how gracious and professional he was about everything.
Without a doubt, you have the best quality and features at the best price of any other home builder in the area.
Log on to SchaeferCustomHomes.net. Building better relationships. Schaefer Custom Homes.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange buys, sells, and trades jewelry, diamonds, Rolex watches, gold and silver bullion, and collectible coins. They're in the same location, offering the same great services and selection. They offer the most for your precious gems and metals in any quantity, large or small. Go buy for your no-obligation quote. If you're looking to invest in gold and silver bullion, you'll find the best prices and information at David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Open Monday through Saturday at 313 College Avenue off of University Drive in the IHOP Center next to Harry's in the Stack.
I'm Frank Verisco, Market President at American Momentum Bank. If your bank is in transition mode, making it difficult for even your simple banking needs like direct deposit and bill pay, even subjecting you to account number changes, let American Momentum Bank provide the stability and predictability that you deserve. We want to be your bank, not just for today, but for a lifetime. Why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? American Momentum Bank, commercial, small business, and personal banking. We do the ordinary extraordinarily well. Member FDIC.
Good morning. About 12 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW in Seattle. Police standoff with an armed suspect finally ended when the guy woke up. Police say it all started when the unidentified suspect lost his phone at a fast food drive-thru at 2 in the morning. Guy returned a few minutes later, accused the employees of stealing the device. When the workers denied that, the man allegedly tapped on the drive-in window with a gub.
Hello?
Police said that the guy eventually took off without his phone, crashed his car into a nearby tree, then made it to his apartment, went inside, police surrounded the apartment. Suspect wouldn't come out. Finally emerged about 8 in the morning. Turned himself in. Turns out he'd been sleeping, had no idea the cops were recording. They do believe that alcohol was a factor. Yeah, by the way, workers eventually found the missing phone near the drive-thru. So all could have been if he just looked around. New Hampshire man was arrested for selling endangered turtles on Craigslist. The resident allegedly selling spotted turtles, which are threatened in the state, and Blanding's turtles, which are endangered in the state. A conservation officer said the people set up the websites, and they sell rare turtles for over $300.
Wow.
R.J. Reynolds Tobacco has been ordered to pay. Do you see this $16.8 million. This says $1 million in punitive damages. Oh, that's the original $145 billion verdict was overturned and decertified as the class action suit. $145 billion? I mean, I don't even remember that happening. But anyway, she's supposed to get $16.8 million out of it. We'll see. Now, what happens when a story breaks in the news? What does it knock off the front page, okay? And, you know, the IRS is probably a pretty good example of what we're talking about. You know, everybody was talking about the IRS tapes and the hard drive and all that. And what knocked it off? Was it the kiddos coming across the border? Is that right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And then the kiddos coming across the border gets knocked off by the Malaysian airliner, okay? So it's different things that knock different stories off the front page. Over the weekend, I do catch-up reading over the weekend. There is a convenience store called Seven Flyers, one of the largest gas outlets in the state of Tennessee. Okay, it is owned by two brothers. One is the governor of Tennessee. The other is the owner, a majority owner, of the Cleveland Browns football team.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Okay, they had to pay, what, $56 million in money that they had skimmed from the government off diesel fuel sales.
Flying F. And part of that was
okay.
And part of that was also that they were the staff that worked at those convenience stores wouldn't pass along savings to the people coming up if they didn't, quote, look like they would catch on.
Oh, wow. Okay. And again, this is I read like a three paragraph story about this. Again, the family, the governor of the state of Tennessee and the majority owner of the Cleveland Browns. It's a family-held company, and they've got this gigantic, and their lawyer said it's not done. There could be civil action after this. Now, and these guys could end up in prison because of it. And there's not been a word of the major media about this. How did that happen?
I saw it on, I think I may have seen that on like ESPN or CBSSports.com.
Okay, yeah, the Haslam family. The Haslams. I found that to be fascinating. What you don't hear about when some things, you know, when a bunch of
other stuff is going on.
Yeah, exactly. There's other stuff that's happening all the time.
If you have a lot of credit card debt, let me ask you something. What if there was a way for you to get out of debt without a lot of hassle and no huge fees? Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit agency, has a program that can lower your payments, stop the collection calls, and get you out of debt. Call now 877-789-4173. There's no obligation. 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states.
Summer is here, and your friends at AeroFit want to remind you it's time to get swimsuit fit. With swimming pools, summer camp and swim lessons, 24-hour express options, plus the new Longmire location, AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family this summer. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, you can get on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Call today and find out how AeroFit's personal training staff can get you in the shape you've always wanted at a price you can afford.
Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
If your business wants to reach Brides-to-be, your business is at should be in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride. Brazos Valley Bride aims to make local bridal businesses more visible and successful. It's where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, exquisite wedding rings, and exciting wedding entertainment. Let Brazos Valley Bride help bring the brides to you. Contact Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting. Email sam@brianbroadcasting.com. That's sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
About 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Maybe this has happened before. This is the first time that I heard of it. You know, we always hear about these slices of toast that keep popping up at the faces of Jesus or Mary. All
yes.
You know, okay. Now you can make your own.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Company out of Vermont. Vermont has a new line of toasters that allows customers to take a selfie and burn that image into a slice of bread.
Yep, toaster selfies.
The Vermont Novelty Toaster Corporation's website. You don't have to be famous or Jesus to have your face on toast. The company promises that if you give them a high-res image, their toast engineers can create fun breakfast memories for you.
Wow.
Toasters retail for $75.
Don't eat your father's face first.
That's, you know, again, pretty smart idea. That's that's kind of cute. As expected, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was the big weekend winner again, beating out three new movies. Of the new movies, the horror film The Purge did best, followed by the animated Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Oh, wow.
So, there you are.
Found out why Denmark's population appeared to just flatline.
Okay.
It's a very bad graph.
Okay.
From 1972 and before, they have just statistics whenever they felt like it, about every 10 to 20 years. So the bar graph goes way up, okay. And then at about 1972, they had annual reports, so they put every year. So bad charting.
So they were just casual.
And bad reporting. I should have vetted the chart.
They were just casual. Well, but they were just, well, I mean, you see the chart and you think
it's visual. And that's, and you know what? And that's why it's really important to understand what people are trying to tell you with charts. Mm-hmm. They can, and it happens in global warming too. That hockey stick.
Sure, exactly. You have to look at what the gauge is. You have to see what the parameters are. And again, you would think because of that they continued to do it by the same metric, and they didn't.
I was worried about the Denmark chipping wedge here. And
how do you know you're getting a great deal on floors, lighting, and countertops? You might want to ask the professionals.
The area's best home builders use Brazos Valley Flooring Design. That's because we've got the selections they need at the prices they want, all in one easy location. Visit our showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie.
The people who know shop with us.
Because at Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, ConocoMinolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy is also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, apparently, Sony Pictures is going to make a movie about Tupperware. I guess we've used up everything else. It's now time to talk about Tupperware. It's going to star Sandra Bullock, so just saying.
Well,
okay.
There's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, she was lost in space, and now she's going to be, you know, in Tupperware. Yeah, just saying. All right, on this date, oh, by the way, in case you missed it, earlier today, it's National Junk Food Day. Celebrate as you see fit. This date in 1972, George Carlin performed the Seven Dirty Words routine in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and was arrested. Most of those words you chance upon quite often now, which is unfortunate, but that's the truth. And kind of an odd situation, 30 years ago today, popular jogger Jim Fix, the guy who was preaching for years about the benefits of running to stay healthy,
died of a heart attack.
He did 30 years ago, 1984. I think it was in Dallas that happened. 1956, Billboard magazine called Elvis Presley the most controversial entertainer since Liberace. Just saying. 9 o'clock, WTAW College Station. Brian Fox.